scathing assessment of Dreamworld as he handed down his findings into the 2016 tragedy when the Thunder River Rapids ride malfunctioned. Four people died that day. And joining me is Associate Professor Carl Treacher, CEO of the Brand Institute of Australia. Professor, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming on the program. What were the other things that the coroner said today?
Look, the coroner, McDougall, made some very explicit observations, I suppose. One of the big ones was that this mistake wasn't an unavoidable mistake. There was a series of evidence from 2004 onwards to suggest that the general governance and compliance around operations wasn't what it could have been.
Okay, so it could be a shortage of the right people, but people go to these places to have fun, they go to these places to be entertained, and they go there believing what they're going to experience is safe.
Yeah, completely. The thing with reputation is, particularly for a theme park, the brand is around fun and the reputation is around safety. You go for a thrill with the full understanding that your safety is assured. And in this instance, that has been proven not to be the case.
Now, if there are not enough people in our workforce who are sufficiently skilled in that area, then maybe these places shouldn't be as many of them.
Well, look, I think, this is an enormous tragedy for the families of the people involved, and every one of them would suggest that if the organisation wasn't in a state to secure and actually assure safety, then they shouldn't have their doors open.
Wouldn't authorities investigating this, they must have got a hell of a shock to know that things hadn't been right since 2004, or that the proper procedures hadn't been spot on for 12 years.
Yeah, look, the 2004, the details around that particular instance, there wasn't a lot of detail provided around that other than to say that there was a red flag put up in 2004. And some of the other sort of damning comments that came from the coroner were the keeping of records was very scant, to say the least, and also just the general level of care towards safety and compliance wasn't what it should have been.
But shouldn't there be authorities that are checking that these things are happening?
Absolutely. I think that was the first recommendation that McDougall led to in his final statement was we need to look at the regulatory frameworks for investigation into the rides.
Yes, the bits and pieces that as the dominoes sort of fall don't make sense. You would think that of something like this or any of the big theme parks or whatever, that there would be checks and balances in place constantly to make sure everything is being done correctly, given that you are, they're providing a thrill for people and you go along there believing that it's totally safe.
Yeah. Now, I think, look, for them, unlike a lot of organisations that might be able to make a mistake once or twice, they can never make that mistake. So the level of compliance and attention to governance and management of every one of the safety components within that organisation has to be 100% all the time.
So governance, negligence and incompetence, it could be a part of this?
Yeah, I would expect so. I think that's what we're starting to see. And the reputation implications of this for that organisation, that they're an Ardent, we're already starting to see those effects with a 15% drop in share price just today alone.
What about the brand, Dreamworld, from here?
Look, it's a very difficult question to answer. The reputation is in a world of trouble. The brand itself as a tourist brand is relatively, I wouldn't say strong, but it's certainly brand and reputation aren't the same thing. People still like or have an affinity with the idea or the vision of having fun. My concern is that you only really have fun if you've got the assurance that you're safe in having fun, and now that assurance has been removed.
Can they overcome this?
In my opinion, it's going to be very difficult for them to do that I don't know how they will do it, but without going to steps to assure the public, without question, that they have transformed everything about the organisation and that this would never happen again.
And I think as a public, we would like to also know that the governance aspect has also been changed a little bit.
Well, I think it's a good thing, actually. This is a horrible tragedy, but if there's any sort of good that came out of this, it's the heightened awareness and sense of insight that we need now as the public to be reassured before we enter such a place.
Great to have you on the program. Thank you for giving us a few minutes. I know you would have had a very busy day. Associate Professor Carl Treacher, CEO of the Brand Institute of Australia. It is 12 past nine. Coming up, have you ever had a haunted experience around the world? Have you gone on a haunted tour? What was it like? Where was it? What was the experience? 96900 693 or 131332. Neil Mitchell.